The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 18th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate asked him, "What is truth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. A reminder that we have sermon bingo going on today. So if you happen to be playing along, adults are welcome to play along as well. You just can't win. So welcome to play along. If you get a bingo, remember you want all the spaces on your card blacked out. Stand up and say bingo, and don't worry about interrupting me. I'll recover. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What is truth? The first time this line really stood out to me was the first time that I saw the big stage show of Jesus Christ Superstar. It's a rock opera, and the line by Pilate is sung. And the person who played Pilate was phenomenal and really put emphasis on the line. Plus, whereas some of the rest of the lyrics of Jesus Christ Superstar play fast and loose with the biblical text, this line is straight from the Bible and seems to match up with the original Greek. What is truth? But let's rewind a little first and set the stage, since we're already talking about musicals. In the Gospel of John, Jesus has been betrayed, deserted, arrested, brought before the high priest and condemned, and now has been brought before Pilate. The high priests hand him over to Pilate and insist he's a criminal, yet they fail to name any specific charges or crimes. However, they are very clear about one point. They're handing Jesus over because they want Jesus put to death. To his credit, Pilate, as opposed to taking these men at their word, actually starts trying to figure what's going on here. That's where today's reading picks up. Pilate asks a very pointed question. Are you the King of the Jews? I'm not sure how Pilate knew to ask this question. In the book of John, the leaders who handed Jesus over didn't specifically name this as a reason to put Jesus to death. But word had spread about Jesus' popularity. And Jesus' question back at Pilate is the same answer or same question I have. Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me? Pilate, ever the diplomat, deflects. I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done? And next, Jesus answers both Pilate's first question, are you King of the Jews? And the second question, what have you done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. So Pilate asks him, so you are a king? Jesus answers, you say that I'm a king? For this I was born, or for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. It is after the statement by Jesus that Pilate asks the question of the day. What is truth? When I was younger, I used to think truth was black and white. Life was a true or false quiz, and things were either true or false. There was no in between. For example, in the Star Wars trilogy, Obi-Wan Kenobi, the wise old hero that we meet at the beginning of the movie, has a conversation with the young and upcoming hero, Luke Skywalker. Luke has just discovered that Obi-Wan knew Luke's father, and Luke, who has been told that his parents died when he was a baby, wants to know more, as any curious youngster would. He asks Obi-Wan a very pointed and straightforward question. How did my father die? Obi-Wan then tells him that a young Jedi named Darth Vader, a pupil of mine, destroyed the Jedi Knights. He betrayed and murdered your father. However, 35-year-old spoiler alert, parents cover your children's ears if you don't want them to learn this. In the second film, during the climactic battle between Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker, Luke learns that Darth Vader is actually his father. This news sends Luke reeling, and in the third film, he's able to have a conversation with Obi-Wan about the fake news Obi-Wan gave him in the first film. Luke asks, "Why didn't you tell me?" And this is what Obi-Wan says. "Your father was seduced by the dark side of the Force. He ceased to be Anakin Skywalker and became Darth Vader. When that happened, the good man who was your father was destroyed. So what I told you was true, from a certain point of view." Luke then challenges that notion. A certain point of view? Obi-Wan answers, "Luke, you're going to find that many of the truths we cling to depend greatly on our point of view." When I first saw this as a kid, I wanted to call Obi-Wan out. From a certain point of view? What kind of hogwash is that? Obi-Wan, you flat out lied to the poor kid, and you should be ashamed of yourself. But as I got older and re-watched the movies over and over and over and over and over again, and started experiencing more of life, I started to understand why Obi-Wan did this, other than just it was retconned and the plot needed this to happen because it's a movie and revealing this in the first film would have kind of ruined the others. For those of you, for instance, who have ever been in a car accident, you know how fluid the truth can be. Everyone gives their account of what happened, and it often doesn't match up perfectly. Now, of course, someone can be flat out lying to protect themselves, a very human thing to do, but often people will give different accounts. Or for those of you who have ever been married, and maybe you've had a fight with your spouse about something that you've experienced together, chances are you've said the line, "I don't remember it happening like that before." This happened to us just this past week. We were supposed to go to the ecumenical Thanksgiving Eve worship service, and I thought we had talked about going as a family and bringing John, and Adam didn't remember that at all, and I'm still not quite sure which one of us was right. Who was telling the truth? Maybe both of us. I don't know. We lie. We withhold the whole truth to protect ourselves, our image, and our ideals. Even above and beyond saving the huge surprise for Empire, Obi-Wan doesn't tell Luke the whole story, not just to protect Luke, because who wants to tell a kid that you just first met, "By the way, your father's the most evil man in the galaxy," but also to protect himself. Because who wants to admit they played a hand in creating the monster, the villain that was Darth Vader, and thus playing a hand in the rise of the evil Empire and the death of so many people? What is truth? It's messy, because as humans, we're messy. We have our own motivations, our own perspectives, our own experiences, our own backgrounds, and our own biases that no matter how hard we fight and how self-aware we become, we can never truly overcome. We cannot overcome ourselves, our inclination for self-preservation, and the fact that we cling to the idea that we are always right and that the truth belongs to us and only us as individuals. What is truth? Truth is what we make it, created in our own image. But in Jesus, God gives us a different truth. And as Jesus tells Pilate, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Pilate is getting closer to the right question when he asks, "What is truth?" But the more accurate question is, who is truth? As Jesus said himself earlier in the Gospel of John, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is the truth. And this truth is pretty clear. Those who belong to the truth, to Jesus, to God, listen to Jesus' voice. And up until this point, no one has been listening to his voice. Not really. Not even his disciples. The high priest wanted to kill him because he dare suggest that the truth about God doesn't belong solely to them, doesn't lie solely in their hands. And the disciples, even though they try to listen, they don't really believe that they need Jesus to save them from themselves. And the truth is, the truth that they've created for their own lives, they just want to ride Jesus' coattails to the top of the food chain in God's kingdom. This is the truth about us, too. We don't want to listen to Jesus. We don't need to. We want a monopoly on the truth. We want to believe the truth that we've told ourselves, that we don't need God, and we certainly don't need God to save us from the fake news that we build up around our lives in order to make ourselves rulers of our own kingdoms. Simply put, we can't handle the truth. Which is why we put Jesus on the cross in the first place. Just like Obi-Wan didn't want to admit the truth that he played a big role in the suffering and death of so many people, we don't want to own up to the harsh truth that we are sinners in desperate need of saving. That we've built these lies around ourselves and we teeter on the top desperate, desperate as we try to keep things from falling apart. So we demand for Jesus' execution, like the high priest. We put Jesus on the cross to silence this truth. But the amazing thing is Jesus not only reveals the truth about us, that we're sinners, but the truth about God and of how far God is willing to go for each and every one of us. Through Jesus' death on the cross, we are forgiven. We're forgiven for all those times we insisted that we are the truth instead of God, lied to ourselves and others, and God. We are forgiven, and we are set free from all these lies that we have told, set free, clear, and forgiven. What is truth? The truth is God loves us, forgives us, sets us free, and welcomes us into God's kingdom through the cross and resurrection. This is all the truth we need. Thanks be to God. Amen.